And you are listening to the Texas Standard.
Among the top 10 burger chains in the U.S., Whataburger ranks number 7 behind some of the bigger national brands. But here in Texas, few brands, burgers or otherwise, inspire the loyalty that Whataburger does. Which is why news that the company has hired Morgan Stanley to, quote, explore the options, has many fans worried about the future. The motivation's not clear, but expansion could be on the menu. Gary Wilcox is a media and marketing professor at UT Austin's Stan Richards School of Advertising and Public Relations. Gary, thanks for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, one of the most important and perhaps most valuable aspects for any business is its brand. What is it about Whataburger? Is it that the burgers truly are that much better than the rest of the fast food places out there? Or is there something about the loyalty that needs to be factored in here?
Well, I'd say both. I'm certainly a fan of Whataburgers. I've grown up, I'm a native Texan, so I've grown up having Whataburgers since I was a little kid, and they still taste the same to me. And so I think when you think about a brand delivering on its promise, that's a brand that really does do that.
It's impossible to ignore what might be called the in-and-out factor here, because you have Whataburger, which is owned by a family, the Dobson family.
Mm-hmm.
You have In-N-Out, which is another family-owned burger mm-hmm. chain, which also has its rabidly passionate fans, but based in California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've seen a California invasion of sorts from In-N-Out across the Lone Star State. Do you think this is a factor in Whataburger exploring its options, if you will?
You know, I think it could be. I think that's a smart organization. They've retained some counsel to help them in these decisions. I also think they see the projections of the market segment growing, and they want to be a part of that. These days, it's difficult for segments of products to find areas that are growing and that's not competitive within a market share.
It's been reported, certainly early on, that Whataburger may be considering a sale to fund a big expansion. Would that mean changing up menu?
Well, I'm sure they would do market research on that and see what they thought would do well in markets they would move into. They know the Texas market really, really well and capitalized on some Texas tastes, let's call it. And I don't know whether those would play in the Northeast. I don't know. But that segment is growing. And so it's an opportunity for them to jump in and see if they can find a product that fits.
You see Whataburger adding garden or veggie burgers to their menu?
Yeah, they could. Sure.
Texas Monthly tongue-in-cheek said, here comes the Whatapocalypse. And obviously, they're sort of kidding around here, but I think a lot of Texans are sort of wondering, well, what does this exploration of all the options mean for them? I mean, what will it change Whataburger? Is there the potential that if, in fact, an expansion does happen, that Whataburger itself will not be that iconic Texas chain anymore?
Well, I hope not. I mean, that's kind of what they built their brand success on. We've seen examples of a couple of other Texas-based food quick service restaurants try to expand too fast and not keeping the brand in focus.
Mm-hmm.
One was Schlotsky's and the other is Taco Cabana. Mm-hmm. And so both of those brands have had experienced some problems by expanding too fast and not maintaining a loyalty to the consumer and brand.
What do you think it would mean if this were no longer a family-run enterprise? In other words, there had been talk about an IPO, perhaps.
There may come a time when a family gives up the business. In the beer category, the long-standing Anheuser-Busch was recently, several years ago, sold, and the family gave up that business. And so that does happen. Fortunately, unfortunately, in the beer category, Anheuser-Busch has suffered some brand erosion.
Very interesting stuff. Gary Wilcox, media and marketing professor at UT Austin's Stan Richards School of Advertising and Public Relations. Gary, thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios and talking Whataburger with us.
My pleasure.
I'm hungry. I don't know about you.
Me too.